It's the giant New South Wales coal project that set miners against farmers, and the miners scored a victory today. The federal government approved the $1.2 billion Shenhua Watermark coal mine over the vehement opposition of the Peak New South Wales Farm Group. The Environment Minister Greg Hunt says the project will have to comply with 18 of the strictest conditions in Australian history, which fully incorporate all advice from an independent scientific committee. The farmers say the giant open-cut project will destroy some of Australia's most productive farmland. Mandy Sammy reports.
The mine is owned by China's state-controlled Shenhua Company. It's expected to produce as much as 268 million tonnes of coal during its 30-year life. The federal government has now given the company conditional approval for the open-cut coal mine near prime agricultural land on the Liverpool Plains in northwestern New South Wales. The decision has left farmers there devastated.
Speaking to farmers today out in that area, I think gutted is a word, disgusted is another, inevitable is another word. You know, for those people who are going to have to live next door to a huge open-cut coal mine who haven't had coal really in their area, they're sort of looking at places like the Hunter Valley and just sort of wondering, you know, how are we going to survive on this? There's a sense of loss and grief for others. So, you know, it's a pretty devastating thing.
Phil Lard is the national coordinator of Lock the Gate Alliance. It represents thousands of people who are worried about the expansion of coal and coal seam gas development. Mr. Lard says approving the project is a huge error of judgment on behalf of the government.
You're looking at impacts to groundwater, impacts to agricultural land and biodiversity impacts, which are, you know, would have been enough in our minds to reject the mine itself.
That's a view echoed by Fiona Simpson, president of the New South Wales Farmers Association.
It's a very dark day for the agricultural industry in the Liverpool Plains. This extremely valuable industry sits amongst one of the biggest underground aquifer systems and underground water resources that Australia has, and is an absolutely multi-million dollar industry that has existed for many generations and will do so for many, many more, but cannot coexist with an open-cut coal mine, 35 square kilometre coal mine in the middle of it.
For its part, Shenhua has sought to ease the fears of locals, saying it will comply with all regulations imposed on it and uphold its environmental duties. Shenhua's Watermark project manager is Paul Jackson.
We've diligently done our work, we've quietly gone about our business, and we've satisfied the regulators and we've satisfied the independent experts that we can actually do what we say we're going to do.
The Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says today's approval until 2046 is still subject to an extensive list of conditions.
These are conditions the likes of which have not been seen in Australia. And as Barnaby Joyce said to me, the most important thing is the capacity to issue a stop work power immediately if there is any significant breach. And if they fail, the stop work power will be exercised ruthlessly, immediately, and without fear or favour.
Do you think that this project, approving it, is in the national interest?
Well, my response is that the states determine which land they make available, and the Commonwealth's role is to determine whether or not there is any breach of Commonwealth law, whether or not conditions should be put in place, and my job has been to put in place the toughest environmental conditions in Australian history.
But you're still not answering the question, do you believe this is in the national interest?
Well, what is in the national interest is a completely robust, predictable, reliable assessment. What you're asking me to do is to make judgments that are the subject of New South Wales law, and under federal environmental law, there aren't discretions. There is a simple test whether or not something breaches the federal matters of national environmental significance. That's how the Federal Environment Act works. There are many myths about it. It is not an item of discretion. It is an item of absolutely strict law. And the reason I have gone far further than we have ever gone before is because I want to make sure that it is the safest and most sound project that we can possibly deal with. And if there had been any doubts from any of the experts, then under federal law, it couldn't have gone ahead.
The Federal Environment Minister Greg Hunt ending Mandy Sammy's report.